Well, I think that the reason for the sanction is because, to the extent that the Biden administration has a policy in Sudan, it is to treat the two warring sides as equally culpable, equally responsible, and equally illegitimate. And so you saw in the Hemeti sanction that the administration went to some lengths to say that this sanction against the RSF leader does not mean that we support the RSF, or rather, it doesn't mean we support the SAF because we've sanctioned the RSF leader. And similarly, in the sanction announcement yesterday, they go to great lengths to say, we believe that neither side is legitimate. We believe that neither side has the legitimacy to govern a future peaceful Sudan. The rub there, though, is that these sanctions coming in the last days of the administration do nothing to get us any closer to a future peace in Sudan. And so you have to question why they would sanction these two individuals now. Why are they doing things at the end of this administration that don't get us any closer to peace? And so the only explanation that I could come up with is that these are purely punitive measures, and it is a reflection of a Biden administration that has been, I think, very moralistic, you know, declarative on the crimes that have been committed in this war, but not terribly practical in terms of using these various tools to advance a peace agenda or to advance an agenda that opens humanitarian access. You know, if we're going to make an assessment of the Biden administration policy towards Sudan, it's been high on morality and low on practicality.
All the while, the suffering continues for the Sudanese citizens that are still there, even though tens of thousands have been killed in this fighting. Some will say that really our hands are tied. If you talk about outside countries in the West, what can we do? Because you get accused of meddling. You get accused of all kinds of things if you send in troops in this civil war as it is. So what can the U.S. and other governments do besides trying to exert more pressure on the two warring parties for opening up humanitarian access? What can they do to try to quicken the end of this war?
Well, I think that, you know, we're about to see the Trump administration come in, and I would hope and argue that a different approach is needed, that, you know, simply lecturing on human rights abuses and sort of defending civilians, as much as that might be a kind of, you know, feel good set of policies, it actually doesn't serve the Sudanese people who we claim to be defending, because again, we're no closer to ending the war.